I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. The Geographer's Library by John Fassman, a recent read for my book club, got off to a slow start, but it gradually gathered some substance and proved to be an interesting read. Paul Thom, a recent graduate of Wickenden College in Connecticut, has returned to the town of his alma mater to take a job at a local newspaper. His editor assigns him to write an obituary for a former professor. Paul discovers few people know anything about Professor Jan Puhapaev, not even his age or date of birth. Then the coroner who examined the body dies after a hit-and-run accident. Paul is a rather naive young man who seems to lack some pretty basic knowledge for a college grad. For example, he does not know the meaning of the word caduceus. The lure of interest in the story by an editor at a large Boston daily paper drives Paul to dig into the case. The novel is a really quick read. It also has an interesting structure. At the root of the murders is a collection of mysterious alchemical items stolen from the library of a prominent philosopher, geographer, and alchemist in the 12th century. Persons unknown are collecting the items, which have been scattered around the world. Interspersed between the chapters, Fassman has inserted line drawings and catalog descriptions of the items. For example, Fassman writes, Item 1, an alembic, is the top part of an apparatus used for distilling. This one is made of sturdy green glass, 36 centimeters tall, 18 centimeters around at the widest point of the base. The top part of the vessel is narrow and fluted and turned sharply to the right. Alembics are set over a still to collect and carry vapors to another vessel. This information is followed by date and name of manufacturer, place of origin, last known owner, and estimated value. Each of these items figures in the story of the murders and the shadow characters trying to sell or acquire these items. Fassman also has a nice eye for description and details. He describes a train ride for one item sought after in Siberia. Fassman writes, Yuri fell into a boozy and heavy-headed sleep. When he awoke, the familiar chaotic Moscow vista, squat brick factories, either half-built or half-ruined, birch trees stationed haphazardly in front of massive apartment blocks, wires and streets radiating outward from the tracks into the city's heart, had given way to endless pine forests, punctuated once in a rare while by villages, consisting of little more than a few dirt roads and 12 to 15 tiny dakas, aglow from the inside, nestled close together like gossiping smokers in a tavern. He also had some rather clever sentences. For example, mountains poking through the snow like crumpled birds spanned the other bank, stretching and rising all the way to the Tian Shan Mountains in the distance. The connection among these characters and items is not easily apparent. My hope is that a sequel is in the works to tie up many of the loose ends. 3 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.